Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people.
There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah, and it's my very, very high pleasure to welcome you back to the Red Patriot Show. It has been like 3.5 months since I did any type of an episode, so I'm glad to be back. I know it's been a while. It's been a lot of stuff gone on since I've been gone for the last few months. I kind of just took a break, you know, for a while. Any of you guys who've been in this movement a long time, I've been in January, it'll be 2 years. It starts kind of taking a little toll on you after a while. Not in a necessarily a bad way, but just because, you know, it's a good fight. We're all fighting it. But you get a little bit tired. And like I said, with all the video editing and that kind of stuff, plus I'm working for another Patriot podcaster. And then by the time I would get people scheduled for them, it was like I was too tired to get people scheduled on my own. And everything was just kind of like, I'm like, you know, I just need to chill and just kind of take a step back for a few months, which I did. And it has been great. Hope all of you have been well too, like still alive and kicking. But pretty much right now, if you're alive and kicking, you're doing okay. There's so much out here, you know, going on that we don't know. Do we know? Is this really happening? What is this? What the heck? It's a lot. Like I said, I'm 23. Young people, we, you know, roll with the punches. But for other people, I get that sometimes it's not as easy. It's tired. It's very tiring. But like I said, for it to be getting me tired, that's a lot, because it kind of takes a lot to tire me out since I'm young and I have all this energy. But, you know, it's been a good three and a half months just kind of chilling. I've still gone to a few, you know, like Patriot events, got to meet some great, a lot of more great people and stuff. Lot more people joining, you know, this Patriot movement, because they're seeing all this weird stuff. They're seeing what Biden or his, you know, actor or whatever is doing. And they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. And it's really getting too much. It's getting too insane to believe. The craziness that you're seeing with the drag shows and LGBTQ stuff. And I mean, arming the IRS with guns and, you know, saying they need to be able to use deadly force. They're like, they're nerds. I mean, if anybody's an accountant, my apologies, but I mean, nerdy, the, you know, the pocket protectors and the glasses, they're accountants, and you're going to harm them with a gun. Yeah, that's going to turn out well for the American people. But I'm just so much stuff, literally just even in the last few days, I can name like a bunch of things off the top of my head. The biggest thing probably would be the Russian sub that went missing again. And I believe a while back, I don't know if it was last year. I know it was earlier. This may have been, it may have been last year, you know, that the, that other Russian sub went missing. Was it in October? It might have been. I'll have to look it up after this, but, you know, the Doomsday Russian sub that went missing. So it's just, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of stuff. I'm sure all of you seen it. You know, I mean, it's all the podcasters at some point have talked about it, that stuff. You're seeing stuff on like Fox News, if you guys watch that. I still do, even though I know a lot of it's propaganda on there. Like my favorite show on there, still Greg. Still Greg Gutfeld. He is very funny. Actually, fun fact, Jamie Lissau, who is a guest on there a lot of times, he actually came to Lexington, Kentucky, because I was able to go up and actually see him in person, and his sketch was hilarious. His little routine, it was hilarious. It was really cool getting to see him in person. But there's just been a lot of stuff happening. A lot more stuff probably going to happen, because we are about a month away from elections. Okay, November the 8th, I think. Yeah. Are they going to happen? Are they not? I know some out here say they're not going to. I could easily see that happening. I could also easily see it happen, and, you know, the red wave happens. So we'll just kind of see what happens. I know big names out here, Patriot Podcasters, are warning people not to travel or just like, you know, hang around the house, which I get because we kind of don't know what's going to happen. And that's okay. The majority of us don't know timing wise what's going to happen, how it's going to look. If there is a quote unquote nuclear attack somewhere, that is probably going to send the entire country into chaos because they're going to wonder, oh my gosh, is it coming to us? If we do see a nuclear attack, I would caution everybody against believing that it is a nuclear attack. And I keep doing the air quotations because I like I said, I don't think it's really going to be a nuclear attack, but we'll see what happens. My mind's just kind of spinning right now because there's so many things I could talk about, but I'll start doing more episodes. It probably won't be every day, at least right now, because I want to, you know, start getting back into the rhythm. Because after you've been out of something for a while, it's like you can just jump back in and do it at the same speed you did before. Kind of like working out. It's like if you stop doing it for a while and then you go back in, it's like you got to build your stamina back up. Same thing kind of here. But there's all that unknown that we don't know, which is redundant, but there's all the unknown that's scaring people, making people anxious, as it, you know, should, at least, or maybe making you a little bit worried, or at least concerned. But there's a lot of good stuff. We're seeing a slow progression towards, you know, Trump's momentum is building, Biden's is plummeting, falling. His own party wants him gone because he just looks completely senile, and or his actor, etc., whatever. Frankly, anything's possible at this point. I think I've been saying that for a while. Anything is possible, honestly, in today's day and time at this point. But there's a lot of good stuff going on. I know probably a lot of you watched the country singers, Derek Johnson's video that he did, I think about a month ago, that went viral, talking about military law. And since he was a former vet, it's a really good video. I would encourage any of you guys to go watch it. You can DuckDuckGo, Derek Johnson, military, and then maybe Facebook after that, because it was a Facebook Live video. I don't know. You won't be able to find it on Google if you Google search it, and you won't. It's kind of hard to find even on DuckDuckGo. But anyways, it's a good video. It really lays out how things like the Act of 1871. And a lot of Trump's executive orders play into things, and like that he signed a few years ago, and how like things in history. He does a really, really great job of tying it all together. And like I said, as somebody who's a researcher, someone who's also OCD, who likes things organized, I very much like the video because you got the research side of it. As he was talking about it, I was Googling because I had him playing on my iPad, and I was on my phone Googling stuff as he was talking about it while I was watching the video. And it just really is easy to follow and understand and kind of tie it up in a nice, pretty bow, you know. And it really lays out, you know, how kind of that all goes together. And then if you guys, you know, watch Trump's rallies, they keep getting, they are very encouraging to watch. You can see a slow, it's a kind of an escalation, it seems like, because he's starting to talk more about, you know, vote fraud. He's always talked about it, but I think at the last couple rallies, one of them, he mentioned that he got 200 million votes, which I don't believe I've ever heard him. I may have said it before, but I've never heard it in any of the most recent rallies, which that's a big deal for him saying that. Plus the Where We Go One, We Go All song, the instrumental music. So there's a lot of, and the black stars that were on the flag, which apparently, I don't know what they symbolize, but I know one of the Patriots out here was talking about it. It was in, I think, his one in Ohio, maybe? I'm not for sure which one it was, but the black star. So there's a lot of stuff that is happening right now, and that is, you know, 3D that we can see. That we can see right in front of us. And I think that's an encouraging time. I think it is encouraging. Even though, you know, we're still kind of in this, and some of you might be getting tired or discouraged. That's understandable. I know a lot of them, a lot of Patriots are starting to. It's not that they're jumping off the wagon, but they're kind of like, we haven't seen anything yet. The military haven't, you know, aren't on the streets. They haven't reinstated Trump, et cetera. And I get that. Like I said, I've heard that from people I know. So, and I get that. I have no idea exactly how the military is going to do it. I'm just a 23-year-old regent, Gen Zer. So, I'm just a kid. I don't have an advanced degree. I do not know military law. I'm not like a business person. I'm not a person with an NDA that's been to tribunals, et cetera, that was in Hollywood. I don't have any of that life experience. Which I guess is probably one of the reasons too. I kind of just took a little break because there really wasn't anything that I could say other than commentary on the stuff that's happening. And that's kind of always been the case with my show. I mean, I'm not bringing anything quote unquote new. I'm just trying to, you know, help explain maybe a little bit of what this stuff could be. But there's a lot of stuff going on and a lot of good stuff. And I do think it is going to happen. When we see all the reveals, I don't know. But to help keep you guys encouraged, I don't know if you guys, I think I may have mentioned, no, actually, my dad's birthday was in July, so I don't think I mentioned this on a show. I might have brought up the book, but anyways, I got my dad President Trump's book, The Sleeper, Our Journey Together. I got my dad this for his birthday. It's like, I think, $80, so it is kind of a little bit expensive, but it's a 300-page picture book. I mean, it's got all types of pictures from President Trump's years as president. It's a really, really good book. And it actually is really encouraging for this time, you know, while we're in the waiting, you know, doing our things, spending time with our families, working, you know, paying bills, still enjoying, you know, things like movies and television, TV shows, even though it's from possibly the deep state, MKUltra, et cetera. But it's a really, really good book to just look through. And I'm just kind of looking through some of it as I'm talking now. But the end page, one of the end pages of it, it's got, you know, that the Great Seal that I talked about in one of my episodes at the end of it. But it's got a handwritten note from him that says, "America, our journey continues. Together we will take back our country. We will win." And then it's got a signature at the bottom. And that's how the book ends. And frankly, this entire, that's why I named this episode, like, Our Journey, The Journey Continues, because it is a journey. And frankly, even after a lot of these reveals happen, and, you know, there's a rebuild process, changing schools, changing government, frankly, and changing just a lot of things, industry, all types of stuff, technology, all that. And it's going to be a rebuild process for the American people and the people of the world, you know, rebuilding their infrastructure, certain countries. So, but it is the title, Our Journey Together. It is a journey and it's continuing. President Trump always ends his speeches at some point with, our journey is just beginning. I think that, yeah, the journey is just beginning. And it really is. We're at the beginning of really something great. And we have to wait a little bit, but I've used this example before. It's like Christmas Eve. It's like Christmas. It's like you're, as a kid, you're excited. Remember the excitement that you get on Christmas Eve. You're so excited for Christmas, but you got to actually get to sleep that night. And it's like, oh, it's so bad. It's so hard. I could never sleep on Christmas Eve. I would sleep like maybe 2 hours. Most of it would be tossing and turning. I remember one Christmas. This just popped into my head. I was thinking about it. It's completely random, but I remember, if any of you guys ever saw the Santa Claus Is Coming to Town cartoon, I remember one Christmas Eve, I had a nightmare that they were real and they were, you know, little like size, and they were in my room chasing me. And then I woke up and I looked down on the floor because I thought that it was real. I don't know why that just popped into my head. But you guys who listen to me, you know, like I said, ADHD, my mind. One thing to another, sometimes it's hard to follow. But the journey does continue, and it is going to be good, and it is going to be a fight. But the fight between the deep state and the white hats, or good guys, military, whatever we want to call him, you know, President Trump and whoever's working with him, whoever he's working with. I always like the phrase or the ideology, bet on whoever has the most to lose. I've heard that somewhere. I can't remember where, but I like it in this sense, because who has the most to lose in this war of the deep state versus, you know, the White House? Who has the most to lose? The deep state doesn't care about their families. They don't care about, they only care about themselves. So they don't have anything to lose. They just have money, which, I mean, every people will have, you know, have killed for it, have done awful things for it. But still, when you compare money to family, like the White Hats, they have their families to lose. They have that because the deep state would kill them. They would kill their families. They would kill off about 7.5 billion people on the face of the earth. And then the 500 million or how many ever that they kept would be slaves to them. So from the beginning, and particularly recently, who has the most to lose? Those are the ones that I would bet my money on. Because they're going to fight with every tooth, every nail, and they're going to fight with every fiber of their being to win. And they will not, the only way they will get out of the ring is to die. That's the only way. They're going to die fighting. And that's why I think that they have won. Now, all the wars, I don't know. But I think they have won a lot of them and have a really good advantage. And I think they are continuing to take control if they haven't already got full control. Either way, they're the ones I'm betting my money on. You guys have heard, you know, Patriots say always bet on Trump. Well, I'm like a similar thing. I'm always going to bet on him because number one, he never loses. People who know him have known him say that. As a businessman, he never loses, but just as the military and as the people that are working behind the scenes, whoever they are, whomever they are, all across whatever area they are, those are the ones that I'm going to bet my money on, because those are the ones that have the most to lose, and they're going to fight to the very last breath to win this battle. So take that. Hopefully it encourages you guys. Like I said, I'm going to be doing more episodes just we'll see. I may get on schedule of doing episodes. We'll see. I'm kind of like, I just decided to actually start doing it today. So I'm kind of haven't figured out, but then I'll start getting, you know, guests and stuff on again. So I'll start getting this channel up and rolling again. But, as always, I love you guys. I have missed you. Don't know if you've missed me, but, you know, that's okay. Sometimes I can be a little bit over the top, but anybody who's met me in person knows that. And even you guys who watch me know I can be over the top sometimes, but, just remember to stay encouraged, keep each other encouraged, because we all need that during this time. Remain calm and patriot on. See you guys later.
Hello, fellow patriots, and thank you all so much for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor of this episode today, MyPillow. Mike Lindell is a genius in many, many areas, and his products are absolutely no exception. Mattress toppers, sheets, slippers, bath towels, and of course pillows are just a few of his many products that you can find at MyPillow.com. When you use promo code Hannah, you can get up to 66% off of all his amazing line of products. My bedroom purse is absolutely filled with all kinds of his products, and my dog Katie absolutely loves her MyPillow dog bed. Well, at least when my kitty Demi isn't stealing Katie's spot on it. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses out in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can all defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off and saying, remember, stay encouraged. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.